Okay, we're going.
We're going to be starting.
Welcome to MNSN Radio. For the next 2 hours, Master Noel and Sir Mark will be discussing the different aspects of the leather lifestyle. Hit the chat room, send an email, or just sit back and relax, because either way, they're going to definitely...
Get the motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. In whatever...
All right. Hello, 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 hello. Good evening.
Good evening, everybody. How are we doing?
Hey, Mark.
How are you doing, Noel?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, honey?
Glad to be home.
Yes, Sir Mark and I have been cleaning up the remains of our trailer up at the Point Tenon Trailer Park, and we're a little tired.
Yep, it's amazing how much stuff you accumulate in 6 months. It takes 3 carloads, 4 weekends before the closing weekend to bring it all home.
That's very true. Well, so this is show number one. Isn't this kind of exciting?
Yes, it is. Fun times. Scary times.
Oh, it's not scary. We do this every day. Not. We got a few people in the chat room already. So this is awesome. I gotta say hello to everybody. If you'd like to join us in the chat room, www.houseofmnsm.com. And you just go ahead and you click the tab that says chat. Or listen live, and you can do both right from that page.
Somebody's asking right now, why can't I hear?
Yay, I can hear.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Yay. Okay, very good.
Well, that's always, it's always good to know that we are broadcasting.
Or scary in my department. I don't like the sound of my voice on the radio.
Oh, it's perfect. Truly it is. Okay, so basically, I think what we're going to do the first show. First off, let's kind of describe who we are and why we're doing this. Mark, Sir Mark, you go ahead.
Wow, wow. How long do we have?
Our first commercial is in 13 minutes.
All right. Well, to start with me, I was a past Eastern Canada Leather Sir 2010, was really proud to represent Toronto. In San Francisco, placed 6th overall, which was amazing. I entered a contest was not about winning, but was about trying to change people's mind. I believe that everybody's kink deserves to be respected. It doesn't matter if you're a wild kinkster or a mile player. Everybody that is part of our great leather community deserves the same respect. And it doesn't matter what you have done before or after. Everybody should be welcome. We have enough trouble out of our community, even the gay world, to I think everybody should feel welcome. So that was about why I wanted to participate, and just to show that leather men and boys and pups and all kinkster come in different size, shapes, and form, and I've had different experience, and we can all learn from each other. So that's where I kind of come about. I've been part of the leather community for almost 30 years in and out. I discovered...
I bet you've done a lot of in and out.
Oh, in and out and out and in. I discovered leather a long time ago. I was 17 years old. In downtown Toronto, I just moved from a small city north of Ontario. And the first person I met was a doorman at the Quest, downtown Toronto, who liked me and let me enter that great bar scene, being underage. And from there, I guess what they say, the rest is history, and here we are now. So, and how about you, Master Noel?
Strangely enough, this.
This, now everybody listen.
No, I'm this whole thing started out for me a few years ago, wherein, how deep do I go into this?
It's up to you.
All right, we'll go very quickly. I was with the same female, actually, may as well say it was my wife, from the time I was probably 18 to a few years ago, so all in all, about 20 years. I made a realization at one point that, you know what, I think I kind of like guys too. So, I mean, that happened, and we left company very amiably. We love each other still very much, Sheila and I. Then, because I wanted to get into the leather community, of course, the wonderful internet helps you along so much sometimes. And I realized kind of what a leatherman was, and I started to do a lot of reading, and I needed, and I knew, and I understood that if I wanted to do this, I wanted to do it more in the old guard style, the old guard way, where you need to start at the bottom and you work your way up. So I did. I went out and I found somebody to to do that. And I was actually a pup. So I was actually Sir Mark's pup.
Yes.
Yes, for a while. And then again, he presented me with a cover. We moved on. And now the two of us have several pups and several boys and a 24/7 boy who actually we're going to produce a show for him. He's going to have his own show on the station as well, where it's just for the boys to tune in and listen in and, you know, and they can ask questions and just have a discussion without, you know, any doms around to browbeat them, because apparently that's what we do.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, really.
In a friendly environment. And actually, we're broadcasting from our dungeon.
Yes, we are. I'm going to get the webcam. I'm working on getting a webcam going. I just haven't been able to get a software that's, well, basically free, because, you know, we're doing this. We're not making any money doing this. We're just doing this because we want to educate. We want to help. I mean, that's what our house is about.
And making a fun couple of hours for everybody to call in, join in, chat. Because we all go through different things, and sometimes you're shy. You don't know who or where to go to ask for the proper information. And if we can, we'd like to point you guys to the right direction, A, regarding something we've gone through personally or people we know.
Yeah, and we do not have all the answers. We are not psychiatrists, psychologists. No. We are not basically trained in, you know, in that sort of a thing. What we're expressing is only our own experiences and our own opinions. That's all this is.
Yes.
I just want to make sure that's very, very clear.
It's a forum that everybody should feel comfortable in asking, talking, and telling their stories or asking questions. And we can only answer what we know. And if we don't know, and if we can point you, like I said before, in the right direction, we'll try to do that. And that's the thing. A lot of people seem to forget that there is a lot of help out there for whatever it is that we're looking for. We just got to know maybe who, how to ask, and be pointed in the right direction.
Definitely. So we got a few people in the chat room. So, I mean, please do come in the chat room. I mean, even if you just, you know, hang out for a little while, that's all groovy too.
Now, I recognize a couple of people, but there's one I don't recognize, and I'm trying to figure out if we know who that is.
In the chat room. Ask in the chat room. Don't ask online.
In the chat room.
Don't type it. Don't say it.
Okay.
Just ask it. Keep it offline.
Yes, I'll keep it offline.
So what we're going to do with the show, the name of the station, because we are trying to create a station. We want to have several more shows. We're going to do this two-hour show, which is kind of a Sirs or Dom's look at things and opinions. We're going to do one with Boy Neil. It's either going to be 1 or 2 hours. We're not really sure how that's going to be, but the format's going to be generally the same, but more from a submissive or a boy's perspective, and, you know, like, to share what he's learned, because it, you know, Boy Neil has been with us for frig 2 years.
Two years now.
So, I mean, he has a lot of stuff that he's learned and a lot of stuff that he just wants to share. He wants to help, you know, the other boys and in the pups and that to, you know, like, just kind of give him some help. Right now we have him kind of mentoring Boy Alex. Is it Boy Alex?
Yeah. Yes,
Boy Alex. He's mentoring Boy Alex, and he loves doing it. He enjoys it so much. He loves being able to, you know, to help and to communicate, and it was just great. So basically, the whole format of the show, we're gonna do a little bit of local news or just news stories that have affected us in some way, and we would like to discuss them. We were lucky enough to have Joseph. Now, I don't want to mispronounce his name. It's DeGracias, right?
Yes, from Leatherati.
From Leatherati. That's Leatherati. I still don't know what that
and
means.
And just so you know, I am French, so I will mispronounce your name, screw it up. That's just, it's supposed to be cute. Remember, I'm French. Horny all the time.
Wow. Let's go off air. No. I'm horny now. Anyway, so we're going to hopefully have some guests. I'm actually hoping to get international Mr. Leather to come on the show, Woody.
Woody, our dear Woody friend from the Point.
Yes, and also we know, or hopefully maybe get Bob to come on, Michigan Leather, sir. Yeah. Michigan Leather, sir, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to hopefully be able to get a hold of them and have them come on and speak with us. We're going to do a couple educational pieces. What else we want to do? Actually, I forgot to look them up, but we're going to maybe do some birthdays of people that we know, just a kind of a private shout out.
Okay.
So we need to jump online really quick and find them all. But yeah, I mean, and we hope for interaction. I mean, we'd love to talk to you. We'd love to, you know, have come in the chat room, email us. I'm about to be getting some emails from Slave Wayne to actually get a hold of us here at the show. There's about a 30-second delay, and he'll be putting them up in just a minute. And again, you obviously know about the website, so we're going to be posting different events and that. My hair was short and bleached. I'm going to sing at the cabaret.
I remember now.
I think I know who that was.
I think she sings the opera.
I think so.
And she connected with Pup Corey.
I think that might have been the one. Excellent. This is great. And Apollo Pup. Hello, Apollo Pup. This is awesome. Okay, well, wow. Do you believe that? Like, it's 13 minutes into it already?
Already.
Holy shit, good. Eh? Wow. Okay. We're going to kind of take a step back, and I think we're going to have to do a commercial. And we don't really have many commercials, so it's, you know, going to be a little bit of music and... Yeah, that's pretty well it because
music
we don't have any sponsors.
And pee break for now.
And a pee break. Yeah, I got to pee a little bit. And then we come back. I think we're going to talk about...
Something's good that happened this week, I think. Let's start it with that. That way we can go lighter after that.
Okay, I think we can do that. So we will be back in a very, very short while. Just sit back, relax. Tis Greg Boutique. Mark, what do you tell me about your store?
Our store is located at 498 Yonge Street at the corner of Yonge and Alexander on the second floor across from Wendy's, above from Curry's Art Supply Store.
Excellent. So what do you sell in your store?
At our store, we sell anything from wigs starting at $54.95 all the way up to $175, shoes starting at size 5 all the way up to 14 wide, and makeup. We can hook you up with makeup artists, seamstress, one stop, one shop.
Excellent. So what got you into this, Mark?
I've been a female illusionist for over 22 years, part of our great city in Toronto, and there was a need in our community to have a place that was affordable, and that's why we created.
Affordable, discreet, one-stop shopping. That's Miss Cartier's Drag Boutique, 498 Yonge Street, Toronto, Ontario, right above Cruise and across from Wendy's. Drop in.